Tom McMillan, the representative from Michigan. How are you, Tom?
Good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Lots of stuff to talk about when we have a state representative on the program. Whoever thought light bulbs would create such a stir?
Yeah, no, I agree. However, when the feds are, you know, trying to dictate what light bulbs we can and can't put in light sockets, you know, I mean, there's some pushback, and rightly so.
Well, I know Texas has dealt with this because they have a bill. They passed it, as a matter of fact, that's similar to what you want to do, as far as if there's a company that can create the light bulbs here, we can use those instead of switching over. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just simply, you know, the feds, the only reason that they feel they can tell people what kind of light bulbs you can and can't buy in the nation is because of interstate commerce. These light bulbs supposedly get manufactured and go across state lines, and so they feel it's within their jurisdiction. But my bill would say, look, if it's built in Michigan and sold in Michigan, doesn't cross state lines, then the feds, you just stay out of it. We're gonna offer our citizens more of a choice and not take away choice in this area. And so it's pretty simple. I don't know of any businesses that manufacture them right now, but I guarantee you if my bill goes through and is upheld, then I have no doubt that the demand will be there and there'll be plenty of people wanting to build them.
All general purpose bulbs will be required to use 30% less energy than traditional incandescents when the law takes full effect in 2014. Now, the same thing happened in Texas when this bill was adopted. They didn't have a company that produced the light bulbs, and now they do. Do you have a company or companies on the horizon who may be interested?
You know, no, and I guess some people think politicians, bow to special interest. I don't have anybody knocking at my door saying, hey, you know, I want to start this. So I'm not doing it for anybody other than the citizens of Michigan. And the 27 co-sponsors, including the chairman of the Energy and Technology Committee, Ken Horn, I think that's the reason. It's just so that citizens can have, in Michigan at least, can have that choice.
Tom, what I thought was interesting is when I talk with folks about who does business best in the United States, Texas and North Carolina are always at the top. They're business friendly. They've got a lot of growth, and those states are doing very well. For someone to look at Texas for an idea and use it, hopefully we'll do more of that.
Well, yeah, I mean, Texas, has a lot. They have good ideas, and we certainly do too. We got a lot of innovative people, obviously, in Michigan and good universities. But yeah, this is just an idea. Texas is kind of leading the way in many regards as far as standing up to the federal government from time to time. Not all the time, not as an obnoxious state. But, I think that the feds are kind of overreaching in areas, and this is one of them. And Texas is kind of known for not taking that lying down. And in this instance, I think Michigan ought to follow their lead.
Well, what's at the top of your agenda for the rest of the summer?
Rest of the summer? I have certainly an interest in the SB 7, which is the health care for public employees. We passed it out of the House, went to the Senate. They just put it in conference committee this week. And so myself and Senator Jansen are going to be the lead negotiators on that in conference committee. Whether it's 80-20 for public employees or whether there's a hard cap, we just got to rein in these Cadillac benefit plans that taxpayers are paying right now. And it's got to make them a little bit more in line with the private sector.
Well, you've got two different sides of this story. You have teachers who have been receiving these benefits for a long time. They went into the business thinking, okay, I'm going to be getting this. It's the way it's always been. But then you have the other side saying, well, first of all, we can't afford this when we look into the future. And also taxpayers don't want to be paying for benefit plans where there is no copay, or to be paying into retirement packages when they don't have the same thing done for them.
Well, that's right, and especially when you're hearing about, well, we got to lay off teachers, we got to lay off firefighters, and yet you turn around and they've got Cadillac benefit plans with, you know, no copays, deductibles, hardly any prescription drug card costs, massage you know, massages included. I mean, you know, these plans are well over double the cost of the average private sector healthcare plan. So, you know, we just need to rein them in and say, look, you know, don't tell me you got to lay off these people when you've got Cadillac plans. Why don't you tighten those in, you know, bring those in and bring them a little bit more in line with the private sector.
Tom, you have many union officials who are saying that the Republicans, including the governor here in the state, are picking on them, are trying to break down and tear up the middle class and not worried about poor people. How would you respond to that?
Well, I mean, we're just trying to get costs in line. The average citizen household in Michigan, according to the Census Bureau, lost 21.3% of their household income in the last decade. And that did not happen in the public sector. And so they just need to, we've been putting it off because of bailouts from the feds that we put on the backs of our kids in the form of debt. And it's stopped now. And now they've got to get, you know, kind of into reality. A few, you know, just tighten their belts. They're still going to have probably better health care than the average Michigan citizen. It's just, you know, I mean, we've got to turn this state around, and I think it's mainly the public sector workers who are complaining, and, you know, we need to rein those in a little bit. There's no big attacks. It's just that kind of the gravy train has stopped, and we're going to turn the state around without you know, slapping a bunch of new taxes on people.
All right, before I let you go, what can Governor Rick Snyder and his administration do better in the next 6 months?
Well, I'm looking forward to, you know, the metrics that they've been talking about. I'm a CPA as well as Governor Snyder, and so talked a lot about value for money budgeting, and I think we, you know, got the budget done pretty quickly, and we don't really have a lot of measurements at each department and dashboards and being able to hold accountability for results, and I know that they're working on that, and I think I'm looking forward to that, plus some more transparency as well.
All right. We've been talking with State Representative Tom McMillan. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Tony.